That was a scene in April of 2020 as Wisconsinites braved the cold and COVID-19 to cast their ballots for the candidates of their choice. Pastor Greg Lewis believes voting is the one equalizer in our country that African Americans can control. Unfortunately, too many of us don't exercise that power and understand how one vote can control policies that impact our communities and neighborhoods. As president of Souls to the Polls, Lewis and other faith leaders are working to get more blacks informed on the importance of voting. Pastor Lewis, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
All right.
Really appreciate it.
Why are there so many efforts out right now to disenfranchise black voters?
Well, you know, most people believe that voting is important. But in our community, we've been inculcated with the fact that it just doesn't matter. Our votes don't count. And I just believe that if so many people are putting so much money into making sure that we don't vote, that ought to tell us something. That vote is so important. I mean, you said it earlier, and I want to keep repeating it. Voting is the great equalizer. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much land you own. I don't care who you are. If you have nothing, you still have the great equalizer. That's voting and its power.
What was behind the closing of the Midtown voting site?
You know, we're trying to figure that one out. You know, I don't want to be a conspiracy theory buff, but I will say this, that it was the most potent voting center, early voting center in the Midwest, okay? The Midwest. And for some reason, they said somebody bought the place and they didn't want voting in that location. And when they asked them to change their minds, they made the price so high to rent the place that it just wasn't feasible for the city, so they closed it.
So we're going to be voting three times this year. Is there, could we experience some voter fatigue, just being tired of voting so much?
Well, I tell you, that's one thing that is certainly going to occur. But, you know, we can't let something hard keep us from doing something great. When people aren't voting, like right now, every vote certainly counts. This is a great opportunity for us to take advantage of the fact that people aren't coming out. Man, we can flood those polling places and make sure that our choice is the one that's made right now. The lesser people vote, the more your vote counts. And that's just a fact.
What do you tell people when they say, my vote can't make a difference?
You know, I tell people that there have been times when one vote made the difference, when one person made the difference. There have been times when people didn't understand how important that vote is, but when it was all over, they saw the results of it. There are three times when our votes were very important. You know, I'm not going on anybody's side here.
Okay.
But when Governor Walker was running for office, the vote here in Milwaukee put the now Governor Evers over. Early votes put him over. The last presidential race, when the presidential race was won by 20,000 votes, 18,500 came out of Midtown Shopping Center voting place. Don't tell me our votes don't count. They are very significant because most of the state with our white brothers and sisters are split right down the middle. I hate saying this, but when we go out and vote, we make the difference. I don't know how much power you need to understand to know that that is just sheer power.
Okay, so say you go out and vote and you do what you need to do. How do we hold our politicians accountable after we cast our vote?
See, and that's the important part, Mr. Causey. You know, what we do is we go out and vote and then we don't involve ourselves in the politic after that. You know, you still got to make phone calls. You still got to go to meetings. You still got to attend events. You still have to stay on top of what your leaders are doing. You still have to do all those things, and you still have to push them to make sure that your interests are looked after. You know, just because you vote, that don't mean go home and go to sleep. When you get done voting, you need to start to hold these people accountable. And that's what we haven't done. We don't ask for anything, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, and we give our votes without even a consideration now. when we vote, we are so far behind the eight ball, because what we ought to be doing is having our own candidates. We ought to be having our own folks, everything, and putting them up for election. Instead, we have to beg every time there's an election for people to just come out and vote. That we have to get on to being more advanced and progressive with our voting rights. The voting system is ours to use, and we're just starting to understand it, and now they want to change it to a dictatorship.
Okay, so we were at a recent Black Men's Forum, and you talked about the buddy system, how we could go to the polls together. Talk a little bit about that.
No, so we're going to have this initiative, and it's called the Vote Tripling, where everybody who's going to vote, we want you to get three people to go with you. And we want you to ask those three people to get three people. And we're going to be doing this starting in our church communities, and we want that to expand into the communities at large.
Perfect. Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.